This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Students are back in school today in Hayden, Sirocco, and Moffat County. School starts tomorrow for the kids in Steamboat Springs. No cell phones in the classroom starting today in the Hayden School District. This is for kids in grades 6 through 12. It's a board decision. Hayden students will turn in their personal electronic devices when they enter classroom. With notifications off, they can pick up their phones when they leave class. They are allowed to use phones in between periods and at lunch. If there's an emergency, the teacher will allow the kids to communicate with their family. According to the student handbooks in other districts, cell phones aren't allowed in class in Steamboat Springs unless approved by the teacher. Moffat County students have to have their electronic devices off and out of sight when in the classroom. Cell phones at Sirocco High School can be used during class at the discretion of the teacher. Governor Polis has announced new appointments to statewide boards and commissions. Two people from Northwest Colorado have been recognized. Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett will serve on the Peace Officers Standards and Training Board through June 2027. Stacy Nichols of Craig will serve as a member of the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. Her term expires in August. Stacy is with the Northwest Colorado Center for Independence. U-Haul has released statistics for 2024. Steamboat Springs is listed as one of the leading growth cities in the state. However, on the national list, Colorado dropped down to the 40th growth state in 2024. That's according to U-Haul. The Centennial State went down 31 spots from 2023 as far as more U-Haul arrivals than departures. Christmas tree recycling continues this week in Craig. Drop off your trees at the City Road and Bridge Shop, 1710 Yampa Avenue in Craig from 7 to 3. In Steamboat Springs, Christmas trees can be dropped off to be mulched up and recycled in the Emerald Park parking lot. The Rock County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning with the county manager and county attorney for a work session. They'll meet for a committee's update. Steamboat Springs High School volleyball coach Wendy Hall will be inducted into the 2025 Hall of Fame in the Colorado High School Coaches Association this spring. Hall's been the head coach of the volleyball team at SSHS since 1989. She says it's a huge honor, especially that a coach on the Western Slope is recognized.
But it's not just about me. It's about so many athletes over the years and so many parents of athletes and so many assistant coaches that have built this program to what it is today. And I think it's an honor for anybody that's ever been a part of the program, for sure.
Not only has Wendy Hall coached the team for 36 years, she's also a Steamboat Sailor, having graduated from SSHS in 1982. The Hall of Fame banquet is in April in Parker, Colorado. Registration is open for the eSports spring season at Steamboat Springs High School. Scholarships are available. The first practice is tomorrow afternoon in the library. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lucans. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.